site or develop our Krishna consciousness anywhere. Like, you know, who is the guru of Parikshit Maharaj? Who initiated him? You know? Who initiated Parikshit Maharaj?
Shukadev Goswami?
Never. But he helped in Krishna consciousness. So he accepted him as guru. And he was playing in the lap of Krishna. So Krishna is Jagat Guru. Anyone helping? Oh, he should be treated and honored as guru. Though who cannot help, though who cannot do all these things, how Krishna can be attracted? So in the symptom of guru, tasmat gurum prapaddeta, jigyasu shreya uttamam shabde parishyani brahmandupas. Detached to worldly desires, worldly things, intoxications and everything. This is beginning, first symptom. And more than this, he will remove all our doubts. Oh, he should know all the Ved, Upanishad, Shastra, Srimad Bhagavat, all the established truths he should know. But even he is expert in this, but not realization of Krishna Bhakti Prem. He is not good. Even he is detached. First symptom, topmost detached. He is so much attached to Krishna and he has some realization. As realization, how? As we take food, and in each
bite.
Some satisfaction coming, and some energy coming, and some realization coming, I don't want to take more. This coming. If not all these three are at a time not coming, then what should we tell? Oh, there is any mischief, there is a disease, or any yogini, any lady demon, and he is eating, not myself.
Ghost.
And if three are realized, jayatma samprasaidati, surely the atma, soul will be happy. All kinds of doubt will go, and he will, realize, I am happy. It may be death coming like Parikshit Maharaj, but always happy. I am happy that you have come and try to develop your Krishna consciousness. Worldly desires should go away gradually. And attachment should come.
Oh, this is the grandson of Kanti Punja.
Grandson?
Gauri Mataji.
He did not want to come. But his father took me to him and by force I
came. Very good. भैया इसी में सुख है हिंदी समझता है ना आप लाख चेष्टा करो अर्थ के द्वारा स्त्री के द्वारा बच्चों के द्वारा सुख नहीं होगा याद है अभी बुढ़ापा आएगी सारे विश्व के डॉक्टर और साइंटिस्ट मिल करके बचा सकते हैं बुढ़ापा से समझो याद रखो और एक दिन डेथ आएगी कोई नहीं बचा सकेगा इसलिए ये भगवान का नाम है कृष्ण नाम ये बचा देगा इसलिए तुम सब काम करो क्रिकेट खूब खेल सकते हो वो क्या होता है बॉल खेल सकते हो सब काम कर सकते हो किंतु इसको याद रखना जैसे तुमको भोजन की याद रहती है रोज कितनी बार खाता है तीन दफे ना और यदि नहीं मिले तो मुश्किल हो जाएगा ना उसके लिए सब चेष्टा करेगा ऐसे ही ये आत्मा की खुराक है उससे आत्मा प्रसन्न है तुम यदि प्रसन्न भी खा पी करके रहा और आत्मा नहीं है तो तू दुखी होगा. इफ एवरीथिंग इज कमिंग बट सोल इज नॉट हैप्पी, व्हाट इज द मीनिंग? ही कैनॉट बी हैप्पी, नेवर. सो दिस इज फॉर सोल हैप्पीनेस. इले बेटा तुम वो गौरी जी का नाम मत हंसाना, गौरी जी का नाम ठीक रखना, अपने वंश की मर्यादा ठीक रखना. तुम सब काम करो, अर्थ कमाओ, सब कुछ करो, किंतु भगवान का नाम एक बार दिन में, दिन भर में, रात भर में, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, वो दिन भर में एक बार तुम सोते समय, बैठते समय, चलते समय कभी भी याद कर लेना. पूरा नहीं आया है ना, कजे इतना बड़ा है? तो कृष्ण बोल दो बस.
वो तो आता है इसको.
आता है ना, हाँ तो ये ठीक रखना और सब काम करो. तब बुरा काम मत करना, गर्लफ्रेंड मत रखना और शराब नहीं पीना है, सिगरेट नहीं पीना है, ये सब चीजों से अलग रहना, नहीं तो तुम्हारे जीवन को बर्बाद कर देंगे. बस संक्षेप में इतना ही करो और हमको याद रखना. हमारा नाम जानता है क्या है? क्या नाम हमारा है? ये नाम याद रखना, नारायण. बस ओ कोई चिंता नहीं, नारायण नाम से तुम्हारा पार कर जाओ. ठीक है, खुश हैं सब? खुश रहे सब, बड़े खुश हैं. तुम्हारे मैया खुश हैं, तुम्हारे पिताजी खुश हैं, तुम्हारे स्वामी खुश रहेंगे, तुम्हारे बेटे खुश रहेंगे, सब कुछ. ये ऐसी ही चीज है. You cannot. At least this you should always keep. Always. Even in India, you should keep. And if it is ascended, more you should keep.
Drishti Jomna Prabhu and Krishna Bhajan Prabhu, they've made an arrangement that just now you will fly to Sydney for 2 days and then by the 18th you will come in Mawilambar. So they made an arrangement that we'll go and do some preaching programs here.
In Mawilambar.
We'll do some preaching programs here for 2 days and then we'll meet you on the 18th in Mawilambar.
No harm.
Only we'll miss out Sydney.
Very good.
I think there will not be any
It will program. Be very good. This would help.
There's a community people. Here.
Large community.
Like Baja.
South. 2 hours.
And for my next...
And then maybe you can go.
It is like a Baja community. So many Grihastha devotees, all independent and staying close by. So we'll go there for 2 days and then we'll meet.
Always try to honor all. Even they are criticizing me or anything. Don't care. Because they are my all children's like. And I have promised to Swamiji that I should help. Whether they will do like this, no harm. They can make a stool, urine even, or like this and this. Don't try to quarrel.
Did you hear what Tamakrishna Maharaj said about you? He was here in New Zealand and he said that the happiest years of my life were when I was associating with Srila Narayana Maharaj.
It may be. I know. And, for anyone.
And he said one more thing, Gurudev. He said the biggest mistake the GVC has made is to ban Srila Narayana Maharaj.
Yes. I told him that this is the biggest problem for you. Then I will have to jump here and there. Anyone cannot control me. And if you are friendly terms, oh, like lion sleeping.
Then you are under control of GVC.
Yes. They can control by love and affection.
Control by love.
Without this anyone. Swamiji controlled me so much by love and affection. So I'm still in his control. Anyone cannot control me. Where? Even Krishna cannot control me. Never. Or Srimati. Because I'm the control of Radhika. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radhika is so powerful. If Krishna will be angry to me, I will tell the why you are angry. You should not be angry. Oh, my Swamini is Radhika. You know? Then Krishna, oh, you are. Your Swamini is Radhika then. Oh, namaskar.
Srila Gurudev, Baba Prabhu and his wife Kamalaya, they extend an invitation. If you come to New Zealand again, they have a nice farm and beautiful walking trails and house, and you can come and stay there if you come sometime.
I may stay there, but only one problem.
Oh,
ISKCON leaders will kick out him. So I don't want. I don't want to make any problem for them.
It is not ISKCON.
Oh, it's his own place.
It's private house.
Private.
But even they will tell that, oh, why Narayan Maharaj? So he should, it is his loop affair.
He should take responsibility.
If he thinks better, I will come. But I don't want to give any problem to anyone. Very smooth. Thank you to come. You.
Oh, yes, this is Balaram, probably many years here in New Zealand serving. Right. It helps build Rath Yatra cart.
Right. Built? Rath?
Wrong Rath.
Rath. Rath Yatra.
Jagannath Rath.
We carve their Jagannath deities.
I want to make a
Rath
cart. A Rath cart. But I cannot do. Can you make?
Where you want one? In America or in India?
No, for
Mathura.
India.
In Mathura.
There's a French-Canadian devotee.
Yeah, Murli.
Murli.
No, Bhaktivedanta. Bhaktivedanta. No, Abhay Charan's name. He makes cats in Montreal.
Uh-huh.
And he makes them collapsible.
Yeah.
And then they extend to full size.
I want to say so.
They can fit inside the trailer.
Yes.
Can you also make like that with his plans?
No. Well, maybe if his plan, but it's
so you can tell this to Vrindavan Prabhu.
Yes. His responsibility.
There's one boy where you're going tomorrow.
Yeah?
Tauranga. Can you do like that?
Oh, well, you should introduce me to him.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any questions?
Kaya Kanti ji. Sab kushal hai?
Ji
haan. Baithi. Baithi.
Many devotees that we're speaking to, they think that Gaudiya Math and yourself are different from Swamiji, Srila Prabhupada. And after speaking with us and they realize we don't have horns and fangs and claws, and we show them that we're in the same family, and we quote from Srila Prabhupada's books, everything that supports the same things that you're saying, and give them the lock or the key to unlock Srila Prabhupada's purports and the deep siddhanta he's giving, then they understand that they are being misguided, and they appreciate it very much.
If they think it means that Swamiji was not following Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu, Narada Goswami, and all others. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. Because I am in our line. So I think that I must be in the line of Swamiji. Anyone has no right to say like this. If my Gurudev tells that you are my transcendental
disciple.
And I am accepting that he is my disciple, he is my transcendental guru. So whether whole world is not accepting, what harm? Nothing. A Prabhupada, means Swami Bhaktivedanta, has told me always, oh, our relations are transcendental. And by this, you should give me samadhi and help my devotees. Then, and I'm accepting him like my Shiksha Guru. Then if whole world does not accept, it means they are foolish. They are not obeying their Gurudev. They are out of control of their Gurudev. So they are Guru Drohi. Why they are not accepting these things? So, I am not disturbed. Whether what they are telling, not telling, I am same as he has told me. I should obey him. They are only, for some days they are connected with Swamiji. I am connected since long.
1946.
Up till now. And he is happy. And by only the mercy of him, I am going here and there and all are accepting. Only.
I had a nice discussion at the farm yesterday with the different devotees from many years ago. We were friends. And I said, we had just done the Guru Puja to Prabhupada's Murti. I said, if Prabhupada was physically, we accept that Prabhupada is accepting our pranam, our Sri Guru Chana Padma, our Pushpa. So we accepting he is there. But for a moment, if he was actually physically there now in this temple, and he saw me, he said, oh, Drishtadyumna, where have you come? Oh, I'm with Narayan Maharaj in Auckland. What would Prabhupada do? Prabhupada would say, oh, my Narayan Maharaj, he should immediately come to my farm. Wouldn't he? And they had to admit, yes, it's true. So
surely
he would not say, oh, he is there, he must stay.
If
there.
Anyone is neglecting me there, then his Swamiji is not there. Never. When he will hear that Narayan Maharaj is here, oh, at once he will come or he will call me.
Yes, he will.
And he is calling me there.
But you can't go yet. Krishna called Prabhupada too soon. We were still babies. We were not ready yet. And he left too quickly.
Oh, you should see, this is natural. If Krishna, Radhika are coming from Golok Vrindavan here to shower mercy, why he will not come to me? Anywhere he may be. He must come. I have this very strong faith. I have served so much. Any scorn, let us cannot serve him. Never. I know.
I have some confusion with this re-initiation process and Diksha and Shiksha. Can you explain that? I mean, one of the... Oh, you can...
Well,
we talk.
There are different issues, actually. What is Diksha? What is Siksha? And what is re-initiation? Or why is there need? Baba actually also had... Originally, he was initiated by Bhavananda. Now he is... After many, many years of thinking so many things, he has taken a reinitiation from Tamal Krishna Maharaj and is getting some help there. So he just wanted to understand these issues more clearly.
I have no time, but yet I am giving some time.
Okay.
Really, initiation means it has come from Diksha word. A guru, qualified guru, qualified, realized guru, detached guru from worldly things, really guru, in sense that he has some realization. And if he gives diksha, Diksha is not done in one day, in one moment, like nowadays going on. Diksha is a class.
Process.
By which process? This is process.
University course.
In one day, we cannot be MA, BA, PhD, DLit. It will take some time. Regular process. So, Diksha, D, and Ksha, two
syllables.
D, who can give in that process? Anyone can attend what? Divya Jnanam. What is Divya Jnanam? Transcendental knowledge. What is transcendental knowledge? Oh, who is Krishna Tattva? Who is Shakti Tattva? What is Shakti Tattva? What is Maya Tattva? What is Prem Tattva? What is Bhakti Tattva? Especially, what is Bhakti? And knowing all these things, a thick relation will come with Krishna. She is your wife? What proof? Okay. But if she gives up you with her child to another, then any proof?
Certificate.
So, that person, by that process, he will receive a very thick relation with Krishna, transcendental, as she is your wife. You have accepted, she has accepted, and your whole group, relations, all are accepting you. So, a thick relation you will realize. That really is, I am eternal servant. But what kind of servant? Mother Yashoda is servant, Nanda Baba is servant, Upanandi is servant, Baldev is servant, friends are servant, all gopis are servant, Radhika is also servant of Krishna. No? So Mother Yashoda, servant, but in what way? Father, mother. Krishna takes the feet dust of Nanda and Yashoda. Oh, this is their service. And Srimati Radhika and all gopis? Oh, most beloved. So, any relation will come as friendship, either father-motherlyhood or this gopi jana ballabha, beloved of Krishna, like gopis. This thick relation will come. You will realize that, oh, my marriage had been done. By this relation, Gurudev has come, given. You will realize all this. And naturally, attachment will come. This is first thing, Divya Jnana. And then second, Ksha. As soon as you will have this process, you will enter all kinds of unwanted things. Namaparad, Vaishnavaparad, all wanted things, attachment to world, everything, intoxication, sense gratification, really all will go. This is really Diksha, this process. If you have received, but no relation, all your unwanted things in your heart, then this is really not Diksha. Whether you have done fire sacrifice and heard the mantras, no effect. So those who can give these powerful things, oh, this is called real process. This begins from Adav Shraddha and comes out to where? Mood of Rati. You will realize what is Rati. Always thinking Krishna, Radhika. You want to give up, but you cannot. Oh, by this process, Guru gives this, and this is called Diksha. Whether he has not given any mantra, Parikshit Maharaj never gave any mantra to Sukadeva Goswami.
Sukadev.
And what he did? What he did? Oh, playing with gopis. The effect of that mantra he gave by, oh, how gopis are serving, how Yashoda Mahadari is serving. And he was attached. In what relation? What he told to her mother, his mother. You know his mother? Who? Uttara. So Uttara he told, oh, you are my mother. But now I am dying. In the last moment I am giving you this thing. That, oh, don't see Krishna like your father-in-law. What you should think? That he is your beloved. As he was beloved of gopis. Krishna is also your beloved. And he is also my beloved. Always keep in your mind. By this, it proves that he was connected with Krishna by only Sukhda Goswami, all these things. So really, he is his Diksha Guru. So anyone, sometimes Shiksha Guru is more higher than Diksha Guru. More. You know, the Diksha Guru of Raghunath Das Goswami, who was he? But Rupa Goswami, Sarup Damodar, are much more qualified than him. And he accepted them like Diksha Guru. So his Diksha Guru is more powerful than Diksha Guru. So no harm. He can do pranam to Jadunanda Nachar, but always accepting Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. What he has told to Sanatana Goswami? Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Prayatna Yapayan Manan Bhikshmanda Kripam Mudrija Par Dukkha Dukkhi Sanatana. So, he has not told for Jadunanda Acharya, but Rupa Goswami. And more than that, he has pray to Raghunath, Rupa Goswami. So much. Se Rupa Manjari Karachit Pat Padma Bilap Kush Manjali. All for Rupa Goswami. Gaur Prema. You should try to hear all these things and develop your Krishna consciousness. This is the aim and object of the life.